As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves, the Ray Lucia Program. On for this hour of Money Power. If you'd like to jump on board, it's all free. 844-RAY-SHOW, the number. Email's a little easier during this hour. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. They go right to my cell phone, and I'll go right back to you if you email me during the course of this show. Now, sometimes email me during the course of the show, but you're listening to the show at a different time because it airs on radio and television all across the country at different times. So it may not happen instantaneously, but even though you may not hear it, I do respond to each of them individually. It may take a day or two or three sometimes, depending on where I am. But I spent this past weekend catching up, so I will usually get it within a week. RAYLUCIA, click on the Ask Ray button. Love to help. Happy to help. Now, last hour I was talking about something that I need to finish my thought. Otherwise, it'll drive me crazy all day long. I was talking about how you actually can game the system. Totally legit, no question about it. And we've discussed the free lunches. Well, the free lunch, as it's defined in the securities industry, being diversification. In other words, when you diversify, you tend to increase your return with a lower level of risk. And so that's the only free lunch, as it were, as defined by many of the pundits that study this stuff. I disagree with that. I think there are other ways to get some free lunch out of this thing. For example, I discussed an article that appeared this morning. Advised brokerage accounts at Schwab have higher balances and better diversification. Well, what's the difference? The difference is, if you have an advisor, you got more money. If you don't have an advisor, you have less money. And that also follows in line with some research from Terrence O'Dean and Brad Barber from years ago. Those that traded the most earned the least, and those that didn't trade at all earned the most. And usually those that didn't trade at all were working with an advisor who advised them not to be a timer or a trader. Now, there's other ways to so-called game the system. In a diversified portfolio of stocks and bonds, adding real estate to it, according to the Ibbotson data, increases the potential for return and decreases the potential for risk. Of course, that defines diversification, but most people leave real estate out of the equation of a diversified portfolio. I don't. Buying lifetime income annuities, another thing that most, you know, hate, whether you're an advisor or an individual. And it's because advisors and individuals, by and large, do not understand the benefits of or how to readjust or retweak your portfolio once you add one. But study after study after study has been done now over the last 20 years with all of the baby boomers retiring, 10,000 a day, and that'll continue again for the next 10, 15 years. But by having studied this, they have determined that annuitizing a substantial portion of your retirement wealth, that doesn't necessarily mean buying an annuity per se. It could mean spending some of your money to delay taking the best annuity you can buy, which is the delaying of Social Security. Because you get a cost of living adjustment, you get spousal benefits that are pretty awesome by comparison, you get some tax benefits because you only have to pay tax on a percentage of that. Could be zero, could be 50%, could be 85%, but it's never 100%. By spending bonds first in retirement, studies done by Jeremy Irons and Robert Wigand from different universities, Topeka, Kansas, Dominican universities, studied 100 and some odd years of data and determined that spending bonds first worked in 90% of the occasions as they tested this throughout the years. And in the 10% of the time that it didn't work, it was not materially better. It was, it's, you know, may not be worth the aggravation or the fact that your glide path of equities is rising, which makes people nervous. Nonetheless, it does work. And so you can, in fact, tilt the advantages toward you. As I said, in the annuity department, they're looking at life expectancy calculations. So if you're expected to live until 85, actuarially speaking, and they're using the same actuary table for the person that's got cancer and the person that runs 8 miles a day, one person smokes, the other one doesn't. I'm trying the low-carb thing. It's next to impossible for me because I'm addicted to carbs. But I'm looking at my life expectancy and saying, you know, my dad's 93 years old, still kicking. I have some pretty good genes in the family. I'd like to keep my wits about me, lowering the cholesterol and all that. But then there's the economic side of that, too. So a lifetime income annuity, especially for a married couple, especially for those that are healthier and those that are wealthier, because studies have proven that individuals that are wealthier have access to better health care, they take care of themselves better, and the list goes on and on and on. But it's a way to game the system. So I saw another one this morning. All these credit cards that have come out, kind of bringing this down to personal finance here for a second, not my preferred area of expertise, but nonetheless, when I see pay zero interest until 2020, I'm going, oh, that's kind of attractive for somebody that's smart enough to game this thing and get rid of their 16, 18, 19% credit cards by switching them over. Now, you got to be careful when you do this, but let me give you an example of some. The City Simplicity Card, no late fees ever. Huh. They're going to give you almost 2 years with zero intro interest on a balance transfer. That's pretty good. Transfer your high interest rate debt to this card at 0% for 21 months on balance transfers. Your payment will go directly to paying down your balance for nearly 2 years. Obviously, it could save you hundreds of dollars in interest. And there are no late fees and no penalties and a $0 annual fee. Wow. That's pretty good, because if you forget a payment or two, this card may be perfect. And again, I'm not, you know, they're not a sponsor of this show. I'm just saying they want your business, because after the 2 years, they're going to jack the interest rate up and they're going to get, you know, all kinds of fees. And of course, if you charge on that card, my suspicion is they we'll make sure that you're paying interest on that down to, you know, X percent. Capital One Quicksilver Cash Rewards Credit Card. Best of both worlds with this generous card that offers one of the longest 0% intro interest periods available on both purchases and balance transfers. Wow, purchases too. That's a big one. and rich cashback rewards. Take advantage of 0% on purchases for 15 months to give you room, breathing room, to pay down your balance with no interest charge. That's pretty cool for the Christmas holidays. And more importantly, don't buy anybody anything after Christmas. Give them an IOU, and then I think that's a really good idea, by the way. IOU a Christmas present. I'll be delivering it the first week in January. And you get all those huge after Christmas discounts. The standout feature on this incredibly low interest card are the rich cashback rewards. You'll earn cash on everything you buy everywhere. Enjoy a one-time 150 cash bonus after you spend $500 on purchases within 3 months from opening the account. Wow! And an impressive 1.5% cash back on every purchase every day. Get that for zero annual fee. That's the Capital One Quicksilver Cash Rewards credit card. What's in your wallet? There's the Discover Balance Transfer, Capital One Venture One, Wells Fargo Platinum Visa, Chase Freedom Unlimited, Bank America. See, what happens is one does it, and then they all got to do it. If you want to learn about this, Google Pay Zero Interest Until 2020 by Thomas Donaldson. And it was updated on November 25th, 2018. So this is fairly recent. Pay zero interest until 2020. Then buy all your Christmas presents and so forth after Christmas. Give them an IOU. We'll be back.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a big old holiday radio commercial for KFC. Wrapping presents is a lot of work, so let the Colonel do the cooking tonight. I'm making KFC $20 fill-ups. That's 8 pieces of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits for just $20. I'll even wrap it for you. The wrapping is just a bucket. But it's a swell-looking bucket. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have an old car car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, wannabepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
Chia Show, helping you to make better money moves. I also talked about this last hour. I couldn't put my hands on the article that quoted it, but it's very, very interesting stuff and stuff we talk about almost daily here on the program, especially after this phenomenal run we've been on. But I think you'll get the point. Here is what was discussed. I believe this was on Kiplinger. Retiring in a down market can mean two-thirds less money for the rest of your life. Now, I said it was a T. Rowe Price study. That was a mistake. AIG Retirement CEO says so. Here's what they had to say. Withdrawing money from savings for retirement during a down stock market can be a, quote, game changer for Americans in their golden years. That, according to Janet Greer, retirement CEO at AIG. Yeah, they're still in business, AIG. Remember them from the financial crisis? That wasn't their retirement division. Okay, so they're a pretty huge conglomerate, and I wouldn't worry about them, in particular their insurance division, which is a pretty profitable division. Greer cited a study that compared two people retiring just 2 years apart, the first one in a market downturn and the second in an upturn. She said the impact can be, quote, huge. 15 years later, if you look back, that person who retired and took withdrawals during that early period can have two-thirds less for the rest of their lives. This fits exactly to what we've been talking about, the so-called sequence of returns risk. It is so, so dramatic. Greer also talked about the results of another study conducted by AIG back in January, saying 79% of investors are concerned about a stock market decline, and she goes on with good reason. Obviously, the stock market hit record highs back in January. They plunged thereafter. It took until the summer to then eclipse the all-time highs of the stock market. Then we saw the first quarter or the fourth quarter performance start out ugly, double ugly, and triple ugly. And now we're starting to see it move in the opposite direction. And she goes on, the best way to fight off anxiety of the market is to develop other sources of protected lifetime income. You might have heard this before on this program, like a pension or an annuity, things that can rely on that are stable and are going to give you a monthly check for life. It's important. One in four adults will soon be of retiring age. Think about that one. Think about the stress that puts on the government and the Social Security and Medicare systems. Think about what happens from a tax perspective. I mean, you can't grow your way. I mean, unless you get 5 to 6% growth, it's not going to happen. I mean, even the most bullish estimates are 3-3.5% growth. And I don't even think it takes into account any deficit reduction strategy other than trying to grow our way out of that. The dog doesn't hunt. So we've got to assume at some point benefits will be cut, and or probably and taxes will have to increase. I think the first one, the benefit cut, is an absolute given. Now, it's not going to be for the retiring population in the next 10 years, in my opinion. Too big of a voting block. You're not going to screw the baby boomers that have been, you know, paying into the system for 40 years. But the younger folk, the Gen Xers, the millennials, yeah, they're probably not going to get the same kind of benefits from Social Security as us old fogies will or have already started to receive. And they're not going to cut your check. But there may be, I don't know, means testing if you're super wealthy. Who knows? Maybe they'll tax 100% of it instead of 50 to 85% of it. Don't know. They've got to come up with a solution. Now that the Democrats have the House, they're going to be in charge of trying to figure it out. But based on what I've seen, the far left, they're going to want to spend even more money with a lot of the socialized programs. So it's going to get very, very, very interesting. And Nancy Pelosi, who knows what she's given up to the left-wing socialists? You know, committee meetings or committee chairs and so forth. I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. Very interesting stuff. Anyway, as we move on, we've got some deadlines coming up for required minimum distributions. Now, remember, if you are age 70 and a half, if you turn 70.5 this year, 2018, you are required to take a minimum distribution this year. Now, they do give you until April 1 of next year to take it, which means you'll end up having to take a required minimum distribution for 2018 by the 1st of April, and by December 31, you will have to take your 2019 required minimum distribution. Now, how much is the distribution? I'll give you the percentages and the way it's calculated. First, the way it's calculated. For 2018, they're going to look at the balance in your retirement account as of 12/31/2017. Now, keep in mind, you'll have to take a required minimum distribution from your 401k unless you're still working. If you are still working and own less than 5% of the company you work for, you won't have to take a required minimum distribution from your 401k plan or any other plan like a 403b and so forth. But if you're an owner of your own corporation, that doesn't work. You still have a required minimum distribution. And that required minimum distribution will have to be taken separately from each of your qualified retirement accounts. But your IRAs, non-Roth, can all be lumped together and one calculation done. Now, at age 70 and a half, in the year you turn age 70 and a half, you're going to have to distribute 3.65%. So if you have a $100,000 IRA, 3.65%, $3,650. If you have a $400,000 401k, it's going to be about $15,000. All right, stick around. I'm going to talk more about RMDs and an interesting way to play the required minimum distribution thing. When we come back, stick around. This is the one talk show you must tune into every day. You miss a minute, you may miss a lot. The Ray Lucia Show continuing right after this.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz for you.
This is Biz Talk Radio.
Keep listening to this station or take us on the go by downloading our free smartphone app, Biz Talk Radio.
Sitting here on the Ray Lucia Show. Glad you're all on board. We're talking about required minimum distributions. The deadline ahead. Remember, if you miss this deadline, folks, if you're beyond age 70 and a half, we're talking a 50% penalty. So if you have $500,000 in IRAs and for whatever reason you forget to take your required minimum distribution, and as I mentioned to you, the first year distribution rate is about 3.65%, and it goes up ever so slightly the next year, 3.77, then 3.91, then 4.05. So if you're 73, it's 4.05%. If you have $500,000 in IRA, that's a $20,000 distribution. Penalty tax, $10,000 if you forget. Now, the IRS is a tiny bit kinder and gentler on these, but it's a lot less hassle. Trust me on this, if you just get it right. And the time to do it is now. Don't wait until the end of the year. I remember, as an advisor back in the day, I always used to take off from the day after Christmas until after New Year's. And all of my friendly advisors would say, are you crazy? Don't you have clients with RMDs and all that? And I said, no, I've coached them very, very carefully. And of course, I had a staff too that I left behind. That's cheating, I guess. But yeah, we would send letters out reminding. Even though it's not the broker's responsibility, it's your responsibility. But man, it's a nasty, nasty penalty. Now, as I said, if you're still working at a place where you don't own the company, or at least more than 5% of the company, and you're not going to own 5% of the stock of, you know, Microsoft or someplace like that, you don't have to take a distribution from your 401k. You will have to take one from your IRA. This is one of the reasons why we've discussed in the past rolling your IRA into your 401k if you're still working. Because if you're still working, you're probably still in a high tax bracket, and being forced to take money out of a retirement account in that high bracket may not make as much sense as rolling your IRA into your 401k, therefore delaying when you have to take the required minimum distribution until the time that you no longer work with that company. You could even continue to work part-time with that company and delay having to take your required minimum distribution. So there's some planning strategies there. But when it comes time to take the distribution, most advisors recommend that you sell shares of stocks or mutual funds or whatever to pay for that RMD. That's not my preferred method. My preferred method, and this obviously assumes you've got the money to pay the taxes, is that you take the distributions from your IRA in kind, not in cash. If you take them in cash, you've got to sell the stock, sell the mutual fund, liquidate it to cash, and then have the fund administrator or the plan administrator distribute the cash to you as your RMD, and then you report the income tax on it, pay the tax, and if you decide you really liked the stock, then you'd go buy it back. Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Let's take Facebook, for example. Remember I was just talking about gaming the system? This is a way to do so. You love Facebook. You're going to hold Facebook long time. I wouldn't, but that's me. I was wrong when it first came out, and I've been wrong ever since. Just don't like the company. I don't like the concept. I don't like anything about them. Sorry. I have an account. I don't even use it. So anybody that's trying to Facebook with me, I don't even know how. I don't care. Maybe someday, if I ever get a staff back, I'll do something on Facebook. But so far, I'm not impressed. I see my grandkids. They're all over Facebook, Instagram, morning, noon, night. And I fear what this is doing to our society. But that's a whole other, you know, my old foginess, I guess. They all love it. I don't. But let's say you love it. You love Facebook with Instagram and all that stuff. And you want to hold the stock and you're down 25, 35, 40, whatever percent in the stock. Distribute it. Don't sell the shares. Distribute your Facebook shares. In kind, you just retitle enough shares to cover your required minimum distribution. Now, you may have to sell a few extra shares in the event that Facebook goes down in the interim and you don't cover that and you got a 50% penalty. But you know what I'm talking about. Sell enough to cover some volatility. Now you've got Facebook where the title's been transferred from Joe Pfaff IRA to Joe Pfaff individual in a brokerage account. No trading commissions, none of that stuff. And now you own the stock, and any growth in that stock from this point forward will be taxed at capital gains tax treatment. That's pretty cool. The other thing you can do is if you've got a bunch of low basis company stock. If you have low basis company stock and you're retired, you can roll over all of it. It's got to be all. Let's say you've got $100,000 of Chevron stock and $500,000 in total. So $400,000 of other stuff and $100,000 of Chevron stock with a $30,000 cost basis. So you could take a distribution of the $100,000 of Chevron stock as your required minimum distribution. Now, remember, you only needed to take 20 grand, but you took 100. Your basis was $30,000. You only have to pay taxes, ordinary income taxes, on $30,000. You were going to have to pay taxes on $20,000 anyway. The other $400,000 you must roll to an IRA, right? So you have $100,000 going to you personally by retitling the shares in kind, as I just mentioned. But you only have to pay tax on its basis today. So now you own Chevron stock, still with a $30,000 basis. So when you begin to sell it, you'll pay capital gains tax treatment. Ah, but now another way to game the system. Because if you can control your income in retirement, and most of us can, postpone Social Security, et cetera, you can start selling off that Chevron stock at capital gains tax rates. And remember, married couples can earn about $100,000 in total and stay in the 15% income tax bracket. If you make $50,000 of other income, that means you've got another $50,000 of capital gain, as, for example, in the Chevron stock. You could sell 50 grand of the Chevron stock of the gain in the stock and pay zero tax. Now, that is gaming the system. You can Google it. It's called net unrealized appreciation. And now is the time to do this stuff. Because if you haven't taken your RMD, it may be helpful. Now, that's from a 401k. You can't do that from an IRA. It's only from a qualified plan. Net unrealized appreciation. But taking distributions in kind can be very kind to your tax bill in a lot of different ways. And it'll save you a few dollars in fees as well. Now, let's see if there's anything else that I can think of on the required minimum distribution thing. I mentioned, and this is an important one, I mentioned this rolling in from your IRA to your 401k while you're still working. Most plans nowadays do allow that. Most do allow that. Now, the one final thing I'll bring up is the Stanford Center on Longevity did a comparison of retirement distribution strategies. And they took the approach, instead of a 4% rule or another rule, they took the approach that you, if you use this required minimum distribution strategy, in other words, that payout rate starting at 3.65, then 3.77, et cetera, that was really an extremely valuable and competitive way to take retirement planning distributions, and simple way. I don't like it personally because most people in retirement don't want to have that kind of volatility in their income. They want to at least take the 4% and then maybe pepper it with a little bit of inflation. But under this strategy, if the market goes down substantially, your percentage is going to go up, but the amount of money you put in your pocket will go down. But you might look it up. It's the Sanford Center on Longevity's withdrawal strategy. All right, emails are coming up next. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? No worries. Catch all the episodes on demand at biztalkradio.com.
All right, we're back in action here on the Ray program. Glad to have you with us. This whole idea of the required minimum distribution is really important. I know there have been individuals that I've known that have missed it. And while I said earlier, it is a little easier to get some special dispensation from the IRS, but my experience, and I've got quite a bit, in dealing with the IRS, is while they are a lot kinder and gentler than they have been in the past, it's still a certified pain in the butt, a CPA, as they say. It really and truly is. And, of course, you can't call them. Yeah, I mean, you have to work through a CPA, and it's going to cost you a bunch of money either way. It's very difficult to deal with the IRS. They're understaffed like crazy. And with all these people now, you know, retiring and going on Social Security, they're maxed out. So you just don't want to mess with this. I had a situation a couple of years ago when, you know, filing for Social Security, where something got screwed up with the check that they were supposed to be taking out of my account. And they took it and took it, and then they didn't take it. Anyway, long story short, it took me almost a year to get that squared away. They almost didn't pay some of the bills because they said you weren't covered continuously. And if you're not, of course, you don't get the same rate. It's not fun. Trust me. I had to get down there in person, write letters. It took literally tens of hours. All right, time for us to get to the email bag. We start with John, who just emailed me, and it's on my cell phone as we speak. I heard you discussing distributing Facebook. Should I do an in-kind distribution of a mutual fund that's gone down? Well, I the same thing applies, and I don't know if you're in the RMD phase. That's what I was talking about, the required minimum distribution. And how by taking a stock that you are absolutely certain you want to hold long term, it's and if you're correct that long term the stock does substantially better and recovers from, you know, the losses that it's had in the last few months, then yeah, it would make sense to do that. Same thing with a mutual fund. If you own a mutual fund that you love, and because of the fact that it maybe it's a tech fund and it's gotten hurt with the FANG stocks that have gone down. Of course, they're coming back. Why not? Why not? There's a couple of things you just need to be cognizant of. One is the fact that you take them in kind, take the distribution in kind by re-registering the shares, does not mean you don't still have to come up with some cash to pay the taxes. You must still pay the taxes. Now, in the case that I went through with the net unrealized appreciation, I'd borrow the money to pay the taxes on something like that. Because remember the exercise that I went through. I assumed you had $500,000 in your 401k plan, $100,000 of which was company-owned stock, of which you had a $30,000 cost basis in. You could take, as part of your required minimum distribution, a lump sum of the $100,000 in company stock. Roll the rest into an IRA and only have to report taxes on $30,000. In that example, because you have $500,000 total and you're 70 and a half, your required minimum distribution would have been $20,000 anyway. And you only have to pay tax on the $30,000 of basis. The gain gets to be rolled over. It's the only way you're going to be able to circumvent having to pay taxes on your own retirement money. And then when you sell the shares of the company stock, you'll have a basis of $30,000 and you'll have a gain of $70,000. And you can specifically identify which shares you might want to sell. So in that example, if you're in the 15% income tax bracket, you'd be able to sell off probably over time, probably couldn't do it all in 1 year. And who would want to, really, if it's a company? I think I use Chevron. I mean, I don't think they're going out of business anytime soon, although the oil prices have been, you know, softened and stronger. And I mean, they've been a lot stronger. They've been a lot weaker. But by the same token, you can sell off shares in the 15% income tax bracket and pay zero tax. So in that example, if you did that, it took you 2 or 3 years to do it. You distributed $100,000 of pre-tax money. You paid taxes on $30,000, and you got $70,000 free, which may have saved you another $20,000 in taxes. So that's the NUA strategy. John, you're just talking about a simple mutual fund that you're down on, or down in, I should say, not down on, that is underperformed your expectation. It's lost money in the last, you know, several months. But you love the fund. You've been with it for a long time. You bet. Take it in kind. Re-register the shares. Hold the stock fund long term. And all that gain will be taxed at capital gains rates in the future. Francis, I'm retiring next year in 2019. I have $800,000 in an IRA and 401ks. My home is worth about $1 million with a $300,000 mortgage. Our Social Security is about $40,000. How much can we retire on? Lord, you have mercy. You know, I hate it when I have to tell you how much you can retire on because I'm not Nostradamus. But there are a couple things that come to mind. I don't know how old you are. But if you have $800,000 and you apply the 4% rule or 4.5% rule, that's about $3,000 a month. Add that to your $3,500 a month. You can probably retire on 65. Call it $70,000 to $75,000 a year. All right. Now, if that's not enough and you're over the age of 62, you might consider getting rid of the mortgage. A $300,000 mortgage has got to be costing you a couple grand a month, right? Or close to it. So if that's the case, you do a reverse mortgage and the $75,000 all of a sudden starts to feel like $90,000 because you don't have a mortgage anymore. Who loses in that deal? Do you lose or your Francis, CIS? Is that a male or a female if it's CIS? Oh, geez. I think it's a male, isn't it? Oh, golly, I hate it when I don't know the answer to that question. Anyway, Francis male or Francis female, you won't have to spend the $2,000 a month on the mortgage payment. So you'll be able to retire much more comfortably. And the only person that gets screwed are your heirs. And as I've said a million times, they don't want your house anyway. So who cares if it's a costly mortgage you don't have to make payments on? I'm out of time. Thank you all for tuning in. God bless you. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available
this
to take your questions
Biz
online
Talk
at
Radio,
raylucia.com.
America's home for business talk online at biztalkradio.com.